I'm at the airport at Gunbalanya, which is also known as Owen Pelly. We're here to do some remote polling, and the population of this community is around 1,500, about 500 people enrolled to vote here. So we're going to check out what happens when there's a remote poll out in the Indigenous communities in the Northern Territory.
I know you're on a green one, got the 126 box, you got to mail number 126.
Yes, my name Andy Gunnaraj. I'm the community cultural liaison from Gunbalanya. I'm here all today is to assist my colleagues and obviously countrymen from here to make sure they understand about the whole system in regards to voting. The language that we speak here, it's Kunwingu. That's our main dialect that we speak in Gunbalanya. Well, basically, once they come in inside the office where the polling boats are, I assist them, translates our stuff where so they can understand clearly in translating of Kunwingu. Obviously, if a person that I think that is not understanding in regards to voting policies, I assist them in regards to that. Like, not as in like saying that you vote this and you vote him. No. It's just in terms of general issues. We have numbers in our language, but I can only count from 1, 2, 3, 4. That's about it. I think that's the only numbers that we have in our language. Sorry. For that kind of purpose, I can just speak in English, as in like 1, 2, 6. When you leave back on, I'm asking you, what do you want to know? That's what I've just said.
Number 1, 2, 6. About what angle your first choice? Number one, you go to me. No. White one, you're on the Senate.
I'm here with John Adams, who is handing out how to vote cards.
Oh, well, what we're doing is handing out how to vote cards like we do at every booth. This is the mobile polling booth, obviously, and we're just coming along, and as people come in, we give them Country Liberals how to vote card, and the Labor people give them the Labor part, and people make up their own mind. But it's really a privilege to be able to come out to these communities and look at people and talk and communicate. I really enjoy it, so whenever I get a chance, I'm happy to.
And now, what are some of the rules that you have to abide by?
Well, the first thing is there's no election material or electioneering within 6 metres of the entrance to the polling booth. That's the main one. We're not allowed to go and find out how people vote. We're not allowed to ask them. I mean, I can't go and say beforehand. That's, as you say, one of the rules. We can't say, well, how are you going to vote? And on the way out, we can't do that either. You want to vote for Country Liberals? Vote for Leo Abbott?
Yeah.
Yeah, ma'am.
Directly across the road from the polling booth in this remote community, we've got a band practicing, which is nice. Now I'm joined with Trish Crossan, who's the Northern Territory Senator. Tell us a little bit about coming out to remote polling booths. You've had a bit of experience doing this for a while.
It's my fifth election. So, plenty of experience coming out here. A lot of people actually enjoy voting day and make a lot out of it. And communities do look forward to you coming. They get excited about federal elections and the results and the outcomes just as much as anybody else. But some places make a real celebration of it.
What are some of the stranger things that you've seen out in polling booths around the Northern Territory?
I've had to stop a polling booth. Well, we stopped a polling booth operating because there was a big black whip snake wrapped around it once. Nobody would go to put their ballot paper in the box because there was a snake wrapped around it. What's really unusual about remote polling is that sometimes you can pull into places where there's only 12 or 20 people in that community who are actually on the electoral roll. They actually try and go to the absolute ends of the earth to ensure everybody gets a ballot paper in their hand and gets the right to put it in that ballot box. And, in some places you can find your vote inside a building, but I've also been in places where the four-wheel drive's just pulled up under a tree and the ballot box is there by the tree. I've been to Lizard Island where the ballot box has been, you know, on the edge of the beach, on the sand there, and that's where it is. I mean, where you put the ballot box in the shadiest place that day so that people here who get to vote get the same fairness and the same treatment as if you would if you were voting back in Darwin or Alice Springs.